Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two. Today's Wednesday, so we'll have teammates. Austin's going to handle that business. Emily Hack and the mentors from Teammates Mentoring will come in from 6 to 7. And then I believe we're doing Big Red Birdies tonight. That is tomorrow night. So we got a good night going in. We're going to go through Thursday. We've got some new news coming next week. I'm looking forward to it. We'll get to share some good news with you folks about everything in play. 402-464-5685. Starter Heyman text line, Honda Lincoln hotline. If you want to be a part of the conversation, please do. Feel free. Thank you all. I'm going to shout out some folks now who have been active. Downtown Scott, Web Blanket, Believer, Derek, Nyla, Jimmy. We appreciate Jeremy as well. We appreciate the Kevin, which, you know, the Kevin and the Kevin are going to have to work because the Kevin is coming in tomorrow for Thirsty Thursday. He brings booze, so he wins. Like, he wins. That's how that works. You can follow us on the Start Amen live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter live. And if you are, send us a little note saying we got eyes on. We appreciate we're hanging out with you. Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer, if you would please, sir, let them know about our lead sponsor, the Mercado.
Certified Piedmontese special ingredients and one of the, if not the best, one of the best butcher shops, at least in Lincoln, 84th and Havelock. Great restaurant, great vibe, as they like to say, these kids like to say.
It's a vibe.
The butcher shop is I will say, if you're a grill master or just like a good cut of meat, that's heaven. Also, on a weekend.
Yeah. Because we were doing Fridays and it led for the whole weekend. I had brats. That's what I had for dinner Sunday.
And I had jealousy.
Yeah, I'm
hearing
sorry.
Hearing about it.
We'll take care of that. As a matter of fact, I'll take care of that tomorrow. Austin, when the young kids say it's a vibe, what comes to mind? What thing is a vibe for you? Is Duke basketball your vibe?
Not this year.
Okay.
That's pain.
Okay.
It's brutal.
How bad are they? What's their record?
They'll be a 6-7 seed.
So, Nebraska basketball fans, I just want to point out the privilege that is being a Duke basketball fan. That he's suffering. He's in pain.
Yeah, they garbage this year, right?
In pain. They're going to be a 6 seed, Jay. Are they even going to go to the tournament if it's a 6 seed? Don't they turn down 6 seeds and say, listen, we have other things to do?
There's a little more hesitancy to book that Sweet 16 hotel.
Right. Come on. What's a vibe to you? What's a vibe?
See, I'm an old soul. I don't know if I'm one of the youths that says it's a vibe. So I don't know if I fully understand the concept of it's a vibe.
Well, the Mercado, Jay was right. The Mercado is a vibe.
It is.
It's a vibe.
But it's also where it's any vibe you want, though. Like, we can go dressed like this. Mm-hmm. You can be dressed all up or whatever. Or you could be, you know, when we were there last week, you had guys looked like they had special occasions with, you know, their significant.
Yeah, they were
other.
Going up to the full restaurant.
Yeah, but we like the I like
Casa Bovina.
I like the devil in the butcher shop, man. That's what I like to get.
Down. Plus, the young brother was in there doing work.
Is Sunday supposed to be over 50?
Yeah.
It's one of your three girls getting fired up.
All three of them. I'm just thinking. It might be just a full day.
What day is the fourth? Is Saturday, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I was asked to MC the 2023 Lincoln Heart Ball, the American Heart Association, folks here in Lincoln. And it'll be myself and the lovely Ava Thomas from Omaha World Herald, Lincoln Journal Star, the Lee Group. And it's their big event. And then Friday is Wear Red Day, National Wear Red Day for women. I had some buttons you can purchase if you go to their website. Just lapel buttons that are red that you wear just to let women know, you know, we're supporting you and going over. Jay, they haven't seen the boots. I'm going to, with my tux, I'm wearing the
there
boots. I'm going to go red. So, you
there
know, yeah, we're going to break it out. All right. So, Jay, 0 to 7. And the text line says, Jay, most of those on a scale of 0 to 7, most of the people on the offensive side of the ball got failing grades from you.
Well, they were garbage last year. I love them, though. They're all my boys.
I love them.
but
they just trash.
Yeah, man, you got to do better than that, player. But they're all like.
That's spectacular.
They're all asterisks because. Like, well, first of all, when you look at the tight end room in the offensive line, it's all injuries. Like, okay, Fedoni, right?
Yeah.
It's not that he's not or couldn't be a good player. He just hasn't been able to play because of injuries. Same with Teddy Prochaska, which is a huge part of the offensive line. You could just say Nori was obviously out for the season. So that's two of the five guys, right? Mm-hmm. And then
Williams got hurt pretty quickly.
Turner had some issues, and so it's not that they're getting failing grades. It's just where they're at right now. That's why
the production. This is a production grade.
This is starting point because of the asterisk is the asterisk for me on my grading thing is that they could go up very quickly.
Okay,
and I said this and I said it last year and I'll keep saying it. I felt like the offensive line had played better than they got the credit for. Now they had some bad moments for sure, but I also think. This is just my opinion coming from a defensive standpoint, and I might be wrong because I wasn't on the coach staff. I wasn't in the meetings, but I know from a defensive standpoint that when you hang your when you release five receivers and you have five offensive linemen and you're going against some of the defensive line and the pressures that they were facing, they're going to struggle.
And teams in the Big Ten threw some stuff at that offensive line last year knowing they were in trouble.
Well, they were easy. Well, when we went – I can tell you this, and then we'll get to the defense. That when we started going unbalanced, like, a lot, there's only so many things you can do out of it. Then so what happens is unbalanced is great when you do it once or twice, you know, because the Eagles did it against San Francisco. Two plays.
Yep.
Two.
Yep.
Running plays, and they mauled Bosa, right? Mm-hmm. Now, when you start to do it, so what happens is if we go on balance right or left, you're taking your starting tackle and putting him in a position that he normally doesn't play. So if it's not a running play or something that's kind of easy, now you're for instance, you start to catch a rhythm at left tackle or at left guard, then you have to go and pass block against, say, Illinois front or Wisconsin front or even Iowa's front. Three times with no help, with no check release, right? It's not, it doesn't sit. But then that's how Casey got hurt, which I think wasn't actually on the offensive line. They got blamed for it. Both of the guys that were in there on check release protection didn't check release. They released. If they got in there, I think that they would have been able to alleviate the pressure that Casey got up in his face and as far as like the hit on him. So, I mean, it's. These guys would definitely go up, and I think, you know, the young guys that are coming in are all freshmen. Ideally, you like to see one of them kind of, you know, be able to kind of maybe, you know, be a legitimate, you know, in the mix, not a starter. But I think, like, when you think about the offensive line, especially the tight end room, it's all predicated on health. So, you know, when you're three, for me, an asterisk, that you're pretty much a, you know, four and a half going to five. The wide receiver room is a little lower because the only person they have is like Marcus Washington that has any significant. Now they got a ton of numbers. So that'll go up quickly because I think, you know, it's like Matt Rhule says, you're going to give everybody a chance to go through spring, see how we do things, and it's up to whether you make it or not.
And we'll have you regrade them and recalibrate them after spring.
Well, if these grades were all fives, Matt Rhule wouldn't be here.
True.
It wouldn't.
Statement of fact.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly got truth. Now, look, our starting quarterback got injured. We essentially had two of the five guys that got injured last year, right? Along with Turner got injured, and then also Williams got injured. So your two most important positions on the offense were injured. Even throw Vokalik in there. He had a great first game, and then he was injured, right? So injuries really hurt him. So now we're going to defense. So if I'm going to grade I'll do the safeties and the cornerbacks together.
Okay.
You know? On a 1 to 7, I would say they're a 4 trending upward, and they might be a little bit higher. I really like what the corners did, you know, at times last year with Newsom and Hartzog. I think they competed. I'd like them to have a third corner. So that's where all the transfer portals, the guys that hadn't played yet, I think they come in. The safety play, I think, could be a little bit better.
Okay.
Buford got hurt. I'd like to see Buford, you know, maybe he can play corner or whatever. Now it's up to, you know, the defensive back coach, but I think they have enough depth at safety that they'll be good. So I think they're a 4 trending upward. And then I guess you just do defensive line. You just need depth. So I'd say they're kind of like the wide receivers, right? Or the tight ends, where you really only have two guys that you really know about, which essentially is Nash and, three, Wynn, Nash, and Ty. You know, Buckley hasn't played much. Now you think you're going to hope that Judy hits, right? And you're going to hope a couple other guys, you know, start to provide some depth. But when you're having three downline positions, if they're three bigger guys, you ideally at least want to have six guys that you can rotate.
So what's the final grade?
I'll do them 3.
3. Okay.
I'll give them the wide receiver grade.
Okay.
I won't do anybody lower than a 3. I'll be nice. The wide receivers are 3. D-line's 3. And so then
linebackers.
We'll do edges.
And
right?
Because we're going to separate the edge and linebackers
edges,
and D-line. That's you'll have 4 to grade.
Right now, as you take the edges, right now, they are a 3.
Okay.
Right? They're actually a replica, in my opinion, of the wide receivers. The two rooms that are looking at each other in the straight in the mirror, a ton of numbers, nobody proven, ton of opportunity, and extraordinary amount of potential.
Yeah.
Now you have guys that you know that they've got out of like the portal that you expect that you know to do well that have played before, right? So when you're thinking about just say the wide receiver room, you're thinking Billy Kemp, you know, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're thinking of, well, I guess you can't say MJ Sherman, you know, he hasn't really done anything, but at least he has some tangible tape. But then you're wondering, Josh Fleeks, you know, he's got 1 year, right? He fits kind of like a little slot, kind of do-it-all thing. Then you're like, okay, well, here's where this potential, and this is why you're at a 3. But you got a ton of numbers in there. Chief Borders, never played at Florida, right? And then, you know, have MJ Sherman, never really played at Georgia, right? Then you got Waylon, right, where he's a JUCO guy. Ton of potential. Is he truly an edge, right? Or is he eventually going to be a D-line? But right now he's an edge. And then you're thinking about all the other edges along with what you have on your roster, right? You're thinking Dylan Rogers. That's a guy that people don't talk about. That's a guy that I envision as a freshman that's going to – coming from where – well, just looking at his tape and seeing him in person –
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's a, I mean, he's my height, 6'2 and a half. He's definitely legit 235. And he plays football. For real. And then you think of like an Eric Fields. Does he make a splash, special teams, specialty player? And maybe he helps an inside linebacker if he has a really good summer. If he can, if he's 195
Do you want him inside?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want him inside?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, well. They play three linebackers.
Well, we don't know what they're going to play because they don't know what they're going to play. According to their staff today, they don't know what this is.
Well, I can tell you, they're going to play a 3-3-5. So they're going to have three linebackers. I like his ability to run and hit. I like his ability to be extremely active and productive. And his closing speed is phenomenal. Now, if he gets up to 210, could he possibly play, you know, like a, you know, nickel linebacker and all that? For sure. So, but he's a freshman. You know, we you know, so the outside linebackers are three. I would say the inside linebackers, just as we're taking at present day, they're three also, but with the asterisks because you got two guys that have been extremely productive coming off injury.
Okay.
So, you know, the whole team's the same. I think the only group that you feel somewhat comfortable at is the running back room because Grant ended the season healthy. And he was productive for the most part of the season.
Is there a group that makes you more comfortable than any other group?
I'd probably say the running back room or in the corners, and I guess you could say the back four. And also, I put in the back four? I put the Javon Wright, the Gifford, and maybe the Applegates. I put those in there too as well.
Okay.
So you think Gifford, right? You've seen, you know, a guy when he played last year, he's productive and consistent, along with the numbers at the safety position and the productivity that you have of the two corners, that they make me feel comfortable, along with the running backs. Since I know what Grant can do. Mm-hmm. I liked what I saw out of A.J. Allen. I know what you can get out of Ramir, which kind of maybe might fit into, you know, rule scheme or a Satterfield scheme, right? And then you think of Gabe Irvin, you know, he's healthy. That's like a player and a half.
Will they be able to the whispers of fullback play around the program exist? Will they be able to get fullbacks, and how difficult is it to find fullbacks
It's not that hard. So you got to look at it. You got to make it appealing. You can have a guy that's a thumper that could convert to a fullback. I know they got the guy out of Kearney, but I know one specifically. He's like Dylan Meyer that's trying to get a hold of them to get a chance to where he was obviously. I think he led the state in tackles. He's an all-time leading tackler at Norris, but he was a really, really good H-back type of fullback type mm-hmm. of player as well. So he has excellent hands, and he will not back down from contact. So they're out there. You just got to be able to. You got to have your eyes open and your ears open to, you know, where they're at. Now, are they plentiful like they were in the 90s? No, because that's not the day of college football. But I think one thing that I liked about South Carolina's offense, Marcus Satterfield, I don't really care who called the plays. Mm-hmm. When I watched them when he got hired, was that I think he brought the guy from Tennessee with him. He was number 44, and now he's bigger than the UNK fullback. But he kind of played their fullback position where he could – be an off-the-ball tight end because he was tall. He was like 6'4", about 250. But he could also be that fullback, H-back. He could catch out in the flat. You know, he could catch some ball. He was a good athlete. But what he could do is I like him because he was a cleanup man, right? So if there's any leakage in their deep play action, you know, type of offense, or they used to run like what I call level routes, right? You know, one flat, and then you're going to get one mid and one deep, right? So that's a little bit – sometimes can be a little bit, you know, slower development, especially if you're bringing your mid-level receiving or your mid-level route from tight split from the backside of the formation. He still has to run. Mm-hmm. But he's a guy that helped set the edge for Rattler, because Rattler's barely 6 foot tall, so that they moved the pocket a little bit, but he set the edge good, right? So that means he was able to work with the offensive tackle. So if you can find somebody like that that can also be fullback down at the the goal line, I think you could pay dividends because they're a big part of the offense without the stats, because they're doing things that don't show up in these rankings.
Right.
They show up in the film room.
Hard to get stars just knocking people's heads off. They don't do that. I will say this. For teams that aren't uber talented at the skill positions and you're not the biggest, most massive at the line position, the best way to get better is to have a 10th blocker who can do work. And that's usually fullback. That helps you stay on the field in short yardage. It helps you carve the niche. It helps you stay in games because he's laying hats on hitters.
Well,
and it's necessary.
You know where you can get extremely physical faster is on the edges in this day and age of college football, because there's more guys walking around. I always call them bootleg power forwards, 6'4", 225, that can end up 245. That can catch the ball and can run. There's a ton of receivers now that, back then, seeing a 6'2 receiver is just
like now it's not a thing.
So now you can get guys out on the edge that can set the edge. And so if you want to try to incorporate short area passing game to be an influx in your running game and your physicality, you can do it faster out there while your offensive line is kind of, coming along with it. And that's what, whether South Carolina wants to admit it or not, that's where I think their offense and their numbers change. They're big, fat. They're next level. They got some pros.
They look like a top-tier SEC team.
On the outside.
Yeah.
And then you have two big tight ends. Well, what that does is that allow the guys that – now they got a big old offensive line. They're not a fleet of foot. So what do? Encapsulate them by being able to set the edge.
Let them be good in their space.
Move
and then
the
send
pocket.
Somebody else.
They have a quarterback that's vertically challenged as far as his height-wise. Mm-hmm. And then to get it out and get it to the hands of dudes that can, get to the sideline, got speed to take it to the house, break tackles, run after the catch. Now all of a sudden, you figured out how to play to your strengths of your personnel and your offensive scheme and how you're going to use them. Then you start putting up big numbers.
It's going to be fun to watch the progression. It's February 1st. By the time we get to spring game,
it starts right now though, because that offensive line and that defensive line it's got to be on.
So the 2 months between now and spring game, is that enough time to change bodies enough to look the part, or is that an August proposition?
It's a 8 month project, but you can tell if you're dedicating yourself from, just say, middle of December, right? The discretionary stuff, the stuff that's, voluntary or involuntary, but you need to be there, right?
Right.
So from the middle of December all the way until middle of April, that's 4 or 5. That's 5 months. Mm-hmm. You can see a lot of change. I mean, if you look the same as you did last year, that means you ain't been doing the work, or maybe that in the small chance that's what they want you, but there's a chance to really make some improvements.
Well,
this is
also why I think there'll be more changes to the roster, because if folks don't change in the next 2 months.
Well, I don't know how much more change you – at some point.
Right?
I see what you're saying, but we just got 41 dudes that just coming in this bad boy today. Okay, totally. Okay, and I get it. There's another transfer.
And they don't know how to get across campus, so let alone get bigger.
But there's only 85 scholarships. There's not that many guys that you're going to be able to go get out of the portal. Now, you might have 5 or 6, but you can't go to another big overhaul. Then you're going to mess around and have like 41. Say you get 14 more guys, you have 55 new dudes. You ain't got a chance you ain't got a snowball's chance to win next year.
What's the ideal then? If you're at 41 and 55 is too high,
it's 39.
Okay,
because Betts and IGC are improving.
Adding 30 players gives you depth on both sides of the ball and on special teams. So that's usually the market, right? That if you brought in somebody who can help you as an interior lineman, as an external, edge, you brought in a receiver that can help you, running back that can help you, a tight end that can help you, a center that can help you, which you feel like you did. Another member of the secondary, wherever you need them.
Yeah, you need to address the inside linebackers, probably D-line and offensive line. And after that, you probably should be, you know, you could probably be done. Like, that's like four or five more. But that's already gonna, okay. Like, I'm not worried about the numbers right now because guys are either going to get eliminated or eliminate themselves.
I mean,
that's why you really can't worry about it because, like I said, one of the only advice I gave when somebody else came here before that was not listened to, I said, make this the hardest, the first one, make this the most thorough, and you got to be supremely accountable on them, and it's got to be physically demanding. Because then everything else sets up from there.
Does somebody have to be sacrificed in order for them to set?
Huh? No, this is
like to say to somebody.
Yeah,
hey, listen,
this isn't the Viking. This isn't the Viking show on the History Channel. We're not talking to Odin.
Throw him off the boat.
Yeah, we're not talking to the god up there, Odin. We ain't looking for that. This is going to handle itself. Okay. This is the DP's up in here trying to go back. He's a Neanderthal. He's trying to go medieval.
Two men enter, one man leaves. That's the coach of me. Because if I got a job.
This isn't Bill Belichick in the playoffs where you got to get everybody's attention.
Okay.
They got everybody's attention right now. Okay. If they don't have your attention right now and you're on the roster.
It's trouble.
Oh, no, you might as well just go ahead and start getting ready because in due time, your time will be up, my brother.
The numbers are large still, and there's a lot of fluid numbers.
But the numbers are large only because there was a lot of dead weight before. And
send those letters, cards and letters to Jay Foreman. Jay Foreman.
That's J-A-Y.
That was not DP. That was not Austin.
Look, man, I went up there. I asked one dude, I said, man, you the punter? He said, I'm a linebacker. I said, man, let me get up out of here, man. I'm out here messing people's egos.
Some man named Jay said I look like a punter.
I ain't know what's up, brother. He ain't have no deltoids, no neck, no chest, nothing.
He's just narrow.
Bro, built like Chris Moore. Remember Chris Moore, the punter for Buffalo? I used to call him Wax Body. All he had was two nipples and nothing else. He ain't have no body definition. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no pack. He didn't have nothing. He
had two nipples and that's it. But Chris Moore could punt that ball all the way to the moon, and you ain't had to worry about covering no punt.
Because he was a blade, man. Yeah. That dude cut wind.
But he's 6'5", though. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? And the best part about Chris Moore, when he went on his plantlet, he wore high tops.
See?
Bro had the old school – he used to practice in the old school Converse black high tops that he wore in Alabama.
Oh, man. That is so funny. We'll throw the break. We're going to have some good talk.
They ain't do no bench press, no deltoids.
Look, he's so skinny he didn't even spell his name right. Yeah. We'll be right back. More old school. Goat talk. Tom Brady.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.